She keeps coming back, this little girl. I'm 6 years old. She's 8, 9 tops, and she's riding her bike. It's a Schwinn Stingray with red streamers on the handlebars. I'm thinking maybe it's a birthday present, partly because it looks shiny and brand new, and partly because she's excited in the way I've seen my own children become when they've received a special gift. It's that, or she's just learned to ride the bike, and after many falls and scrapes, she's finally found her balance, keeping the wheel straight, feeling the wind in her face, and she's happy and proud as she coasts down the driveway. She's wearing a light blue summer dress. She has pigtails. She's smiling, and her teeth seem extraordinarily white against the blackness of her skin. Over the years, I have repressed the memory, shoving it back into the darkest corners of the mind, another item amid the clutter of the many things I would rather not remember. We didn't know each other. I never knew her name. She was a child, like me, growing up in a poor neighborhood in East San Jose, and God knows there were plenty of us. It was block after block of run-down apartments where families were always moving in or moving out. I like to tell myself that I have no reason to remember her, and yet here I am, 60 years old, writing about a little girl on a bicycle who is smiling as she coasts down the driveway and into the street when the car hits her. It's a white lowrider. I believe it's a Chevy, and it doesn't stop. Doesn't even slow down. But it swerves farther down the road and scrapes the side of a parked car. It swerves again as it takes a wide, sloppy turn at the end of the street and disappears. I don't think about it then that the driver is drunk, but I will later when I'm much older and sober and realize how fortunate I am not to have killed or injured anyone in the thousands of times I've driven drunk. Children, it seems, are the greatest casualties of the recklessness of alcoholics and addicts, and I want to believe that those days are behind me. I hope so, anyway. But that car, that Chevy lowrider, it keeps going, and it's still going as I write this story, speeding down the road, passing through the years.